is, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now to quote an old familiar phrase, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. Hey, dog is warm up. Here's another batch of flowers for
us. Well, I'll be dead blame. Well, who's that in from?
Let's see. Here it is.
Is there a card on it?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it out. Congratulations, Lum and Abner, on your big reopening. From Luke Spears.
Oh, yeah, old Luke Spears, huh?
Yeah, bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
Oh, this is wonderful, Abner. Everybody's so thoughty, sending us these flowers and all. Might not make me puddle up.
Yeah.
Friendship's a great thing, Abner. Outcaps anything there is in the world, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Here's some more printing on Luke Spears' card. It says, P.S. Don't forget the special offer at my lunchroom this week only. Hot beef sandwich, 37 cents.
Granny, we ought to take advantage of that. They're no good, but I hate to pass up a bargain like this.
And, Dogas, Mom, how many batches of flowers we've got now, anyway?
Yeah, let's see. There's that big one from Dick Huddleston.
Oh, yeah.
And then goldenrods from Myra Hodgkin's liver stable. Ezra Seastrump sent goldenrods, too. And so did Walt Bates.
Yeah. Two! Oh, Dogas, I'm sneezing all morning here. Hope I ain't sneezing myself up a cold.
Yeah, it makes five. Then there's one from Sister Simpson's boarding house.
And Dad Crockett's pastime pool hall sent over an autographed pool cue.
Yeah, that was nice of Dad. I'm glad he never sent the eight ball.
And Backley down at the drugstore, sure I did his self. He sent real genuine artificial flowers.
Yeah, plastics, I believe they are.
Hmm.
Them things ought to last a lifetime, Abner.
Oh, yeah.
All we have to do is just take and wash them when they get dirty.
Sure. Now, how many is that now we got?
Well, counting the pool cue, that's seven.
Oh, gee.
And, well, there's a couple of other things.
Hey, wait a minute here, Lum. There's one I've never seen before. Card says...
I wouldn't bother to read that now, Abner.
Congratulations to Lum and Abner from your good friend, John D. Rockefeller. Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I never knowed we knowed him, Lum.
Well, to tell the truth, I think I sent that to myself, Abner.
You did?
Yeah, I thought it'd lend a little class to our opening.
Oh, you... Wait till old Grandpappy Spears see that. His eyes will bug out so far you can knock him off with a fly swatter.
Yeah, I won't squire Skimp to get a glimpse of that one, too.
Wait a minute. What's this in here, Lum? Is this another new scent?
What does the card say?
Good luck to my pals, Lum and Abner, in the Jot 'em Down store. From the Chase National Bank of New York.
Yeah. I got that name out of a magazine.
P.S. If you need any extra cash, old boy, just let me know. Your pal, Mr. Chase. Would you put that on there, son?
Well, just in case that fella from the wholesale house happens to come around again. I've been having a little trouble with him getting credit from that outfit.
Oh. Something.
Yeah, Martin and I never got no merchandise from them. They think we ain't got no money.
Well, we ain't.
Yeah, but they ain't got no right thinking that. It's insulting.
Them varmints.
But I told them that now that we was going back in business, things are going to be different this time. We're going to run this store on a profit base.
Good.
We're going to keep our stock up. We're going to keep all of our bills paid.
Hooray.
And we're going to make a lot of money.
Now, there's something I'm for. I've always been in favor of money.
And what's
always
more...
Always had a natural leaning towards it, I do believe.
And what's more...
Got to hear it jingling in my pants pocket.
Abner, I'm trying to talk.
First thing I'm going to do is get a great big wad of them bills rolled up with a big fat rubber band snatcher on it. Hot dog.
Listen, Abner, we better wait.
That plan gets started right away, Lum. Yeah, I'm for that. Yes, sir, we boss.
Abner, will you hush up a minute?
Huh?
Getting rich ain't nothing we can do overnight.
Well, I know that. I'm no ignoramus.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm perfect willing to wait till tomorrow. Not going to be greedy about it.
Well, that's nice.
Let's get on with tomorrow, though, Lum.
Yeah, all right.
First thing.
But what I was trying to tell you was that another thing me and you're going to do this time is get along better.
Lum, me, we've always got along good, Lum.
Yeah, but sometimes we did have, well, differences of opinions, you might say, sort of.
Well, I don't know about that. I know we've had a lot of arguments and fights.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
And that reflects in our business and hurts us.
Doesn't.
Why, sure, bound to. Like all them times when we used to get mad at one another and take a rope and divide up the store. Now, that was from silly.
Oh, yeah. Shame to think about it. That was ridiculous.
Of course it was. That kind of stuff has got to go.
Oh, sure, love. Well, don't worry. We'll never do that again. We've learned our lesson.
Of course we won't.
Yeah.
Good friends as me and you are, it just never ought to happen in the first place.
Of course not. Of course not. Yeah, we get along good now. I know we will.
Of course we will. If we just both cooperate and let me run things, we'll...
Why, sure.
Well, Abner, after all, a business has got to have a brain behind it. And wait a minute, there comes Cedric up out there. We can discuss this some other time.
What's this about having a brain behind it?
Oh, hello, Mr. Long. Hello, Mr. Abner.
Well, Cedric Weehaw, you old rascal. Come on in here.
Yeah, good to see you again, Cedric.
Well, how are you anyway, Cedric?
Oh, I think I feel good. Sure good to have the store open again.
Well, thank you, Cedric.
It was always such a good place to go when you never was aiming on going no place in particular and never wanted to go no place else no ways, because you could always go there later on anyways. Well, you know what I mean, don't you, Mr. Abner?
Be honest, Cedric, I don't believe I do.
Oh, shucks, I was hoping you'd know, because I sort of missed it myself, I think.
You see all the flowers me and Lum got for our reopening, Cedric?
Oh, yeah, boy, them are sure pretty.
Yeah, I know.
What are them in that fancy basket there? Chrysanthemum bums?
No, Cedric, them are gladiolums.
For pity's sake, yes. Them's nasturtiums.
Oh, what's the matter? Yeah, I know that.
Well, say, that reminds me what I come over here for. Papa sent you something, too, from the blacksmith shop.
Well, good for Caleb. Is it flowers?
No, Mom.
I hope it ain't an anvil.
He never sent a mule over here.
Oh,
no, Mom. I got it here in my back pocket. It's a lucky horseshoe.
Mom, look here. Lucky horseshoe.
Yeah, he oughtn't have did that.
Why, Lord, no.
Washed it up good, too.
I'll just nail that right up over the door there.
Yeah, just make sure you do a better job nailing than you did the last lucky horseshoe somebody gave us. That dead-blame thing fell right on top of my head. I had the concussions of the brains for 2 weeks.
Well, it was lucky, though, Long. Some other horseshoe might have killed you.
Oh, say, here's something else I bring you. It's from all of us kids in the third reader.
I never knowed you was still in the third reader, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Got promoted.
You did, huh? I heard they set you back a grade.
Well, that's why I got promoted, you see. They started to put me back to the second grade, and then they decided not to, so I got promoted back to the third grade again.
How come they decided, Cedric?
Well, they never had no desks in the second reader room big enough for me.
Oh, that's right.
Couldn't get my knees under the desk.
Yeah, you got your special desk. Have had for years.
I'm still the only boy in the third reader with a social security number.
Well, good for you, Cedric.
Well, what's the card say there?
Oh, excuse me. Best wishes for a speedy recovery. Cedric, what did you pick out this card for?
It had the prettiest picture on it. That's the reason I picked that one up. I just love red.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Well, it's the spirit back of it that counts, Cedric. Now, on your way, I'd better grab yourself some jelly beans and licorice whips. Pass them around to the little scholars.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yes, sir. I sure will. Oh.
Yeah, just help yourself, Cedric.
Granny, then it sure makes a body feel good having the whole town give you a send-off like this. I can feel it jumping all up and down my spine.
Is that what that is? Thought it was my new heavy underwear causing that.
So long, Mr. Long, Mr. Abner. Much obliged.
That's all right, Cedric. So long.
No, Mr. Abner, there ain't no getting around it. There just ain't nothing that outcaps friendship.
Oh, you're right, Mom. I'm just glad that me and you ain't never going to have no arguments and all that stuff.
No more unsolving a partnership.
Ouch.
Friends forever.
Yes, sir.
Put her there, old
right.
Pal.
Don't shake the hard. Oh, sir, we're pals. Buddies, that's what we're all.
Yeah,
buddy. Well, grandpappy spirit, what? You old varmint.
Come on in, grandpap, old boy. I'm proud to see you.
Hey, what you carrying there, grandpap? Looks like flowers.
Yeah, and that's what it is, a good luck wreath.
For the land's sake, look at that, Mom.
Yeah, you oughtn't have did it, grandpa.
Why, no.
I know it, but my woman, Charity, talked me into it. Egged me on.
Oh, that is funny. Hey, wait a minute. Rest in peace. What's that on there for, grandpa?
Is that still on there? I thought I'd taken that off.
Where'd you buy this, anyway?
Well, I bought it at
Well, to be honest, Abner, I found it.
Found it? I don't guess, if that all you think of us, seems to me that on a big old occasion like this, even if you air cheap...
Now, Abner, don't go flying off in the handlebars. Recollect, we're all friends now. We're all pals.
That's right. That's our new policy around here, Grandpap. All big friends. Special me and my old pal Long.
Triddle, traddle.
Well, it's the true pal. That's what we are.
Don't seem natural around here. It won't last long. You'll be joined at one another.
We won't know such a thing.
You'll be getting out that rope again, strangling up and down the middle of the store.
No, we ain't never going to get that rope out again as long as we live. Ain't that right, Long, old pal?
Dad, blame right, that's right.
Yes.
My little friend Abner here is going to cut out making them idiotic mistakes, and I'm going to...
Idiotic mistakes?
Yeah, and I'm
going to... Now, just a minute, old pal. I don't make no idiotic mistakes.
Of course you don't, old friend. And even when you do, I'm going to overlook them so as you don't get into argument and unresolved partnership.
Excuse me, little pal, but it ain't me that causes them arguments. It's all them big ideas you're all is getting.
Now, wait a minute. My ideas is all that's kept us going. So
kept us going to the poorhouse, that's for
it. Granny, that's gratitude. That does it. Get out the rope.
Huh?
I can see right now there's only one way to run this store. You run your half and I'll run up mine.
I don't think I'll get that rope out so fast. All right, Grandpa, what are you grinning about?
I can't help it. It just makes me feel so good to see things back to normal again. Yes, sir, feels real good.